Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Zvachim Daf Memtes. We begin on Memtes Amud Aleph, 13 lines off the top of the Amud. We're going to continue exploring Tzafon, the halacha of the Tzafon location. So we already learned that the Karban Ola, which was the first point of reference for Tzafon in the Torah, as a source for all the other Karbanis. So the Shechita, the Kabbalah of the Karban Ola must take place in the Tzafon side, in the northern side of the Azara. Likewise, by extension, we carry that over to the Chatas as well. As the Pasuk says, B'makriv the Chatas, to the, you know, the Shechita, the Kabbalah of the Chatas, in the same exact location as the Ola, which means Tzafon. Now we explore Tzafon further, regarding an Asham. How do we know that the Asham requires Tzafon as well? Asham minol on the boy Tzafon. How do we know Tzafon is a requirement? How do we know that it applies to the Asham as well? The Pasuk says, the Asham is done in the same place as the Ola, which we already know is Tzafon. Tchsev makim ashi yishchatu es ha'ola, yishchatu es ha'asham. So actually, the pasuk there—that's the pasuk which is a general reference to the general karbanis asham. We know there are different types of karban ashams, like we have the asham metzora coming up soon, which is actually an exceptional, unique variation of asham. But in general, v'zoyis teirasa asham. This is the general process for the asham. Kodesh kol asham hu, and the pasuk continues v'makim asher yish chatu asa oila yish chatu asa asham. Okay, so in general, asham is identical in location to an oila. Okay, so that's regarding the shechita, ashkan shechita. Now we know shechita. Kabbalah minolam, what about the Kabbalah? Collection of the blood of the asham that requires tzafon. Because the same pasuk continues with the words ve'ez damai, and the blood. So blood has the same status, ve'ez damai yizraik. We learn kibbol damai, nami bit tzafon, the Kabbalah of the blood is in tzafon as well. What about mekabel atzman minolam? Okay, so the actual blood is collected on the northern side. What about the person doing the collection? Can he perhaps stand right across the dividing line in Darim? No. It could have said Damai. It says Vi Es Damai. So the extra word Ves, right? Could have said Vi Damai Yizrak. The extra Ves covers the Makabel, the Kohen doing the Kabbalah as well. Fine, Ashkon mitzvah. We have established that it's a mitzvah for both the Shechita and the Kabbalah to be in Tzafon. La'akiv minola. What about li'akiv? We know throughout Kachem that unless something had been repeated in the Torah for emphasis, to tell you that in fact it's essential, it's critical. Otherwise, it's required. It's meant to be, but it's not going to hold back. It's not going to impede the process. So how do we know that in fact Tzafon is ma'akiv? La'akiv minola. Kruach neksiv. We have another pasuk, and this pasuk actually speaks about an asham that a metzora brings. V'shachat es hakeves, and the pasuk reads like this: V'shachat es hakeves. Very important to note the entire pasuk. We begin v'shachat es hakeves malkim asher yishchat es achat v'sa'ila. First of all, the shechita of the keves of the asham metzora takes place where? The same place as the chatos. So we connect him to the chatos, who himself is connected to the oila, and also v'es oila, same place as the oila as well. Happens to be Tzafon, right? But Makom HaKodesh. Pasuk continues. Why? Ki kechatos ha'asham hu. This asham mitzvah, although it's a bit different, it sort of, drums its own beat, as we're going to see soon. But in many ways, in almost always, the chatos and the asham coincide. So the asham is like a chatos and follows the same process. Kodesh kodesh ha'asham hu. So we're focusing right now on part A of this pasuk. V'shachat es hakeves, v'mokem asher yishchat es achat v'sa'ila. Hence, an asham has the same location as the chatos and oila. As the Gemara, b'hai lachi da asam? Do you mean that this pasuk is coming to tell us this halacha? That softened by asham is mi'akiv? Hai mi'boyle, look at this sign. You know, it's needed for something else and unavailable for our halacha today. The pasuk, the b'raisa, begins like this. So this is one of the methods of derivation called one of the Yud Gimel Midas. Shatur in Dreshes, one of the ways that we learn, that we analyze the psukim. Davar shahi bechlal. You have an item which had been included in the general package. It was part of the family, such as the Asham Metzayra, which is really part of the Asham family. V'yotzon lidan b'davar chadosh, and was singled out and given its own laws, given some unique elements not found in the rest of the family. So the question is, what happens to the rest of the halachas? So in this sense, he's unique, he's different. What about regarding everything else? Does he run his own track? Or is he back in the family? You have no right to bring him back into the family and apply all those halachas to him as well. Unless the Torah actually does that explicitly. Bring him back home regarding everything else. Ketzad. A real life example is the Asher Metzora. So that's the pasuk we just quoted. V'shachat as hakeves. V'malkam ashi yishchat v'zachat as ha'ayla. V'malkam ha'kodesh. Ki kichat as ha'ashem hu. Right? She'en tam odloimah. Kichat as ha'ashem. Why does the Torah have to wrap it up? Well, you should know this ashram is like a chatas. What's the purpose of this, you know, correlation? Matam aloimar kechatas ashram. The answer is that we know that the ashram etzera, despite his differences, despite his uniqueness, is right. The blood of the ashram etzera is placed on the earlobe of the etzera, and this dam, you know, unique processes unfound anywhere else. So, how do we know that otherwise, regarding other halachas, regarding standard halachas, he's included in the family? Because Asher Metzora was singled out and given his unique elements. For instance, blood is placed on the Metzora's thumb, his toe thumb, his right ear. So due to these uniquenesses, perhaps lo yehe ton matan damim. What about the standard procedure of placing the blood of a karma on the mizbeach, or the fats? Perhaps it doesn't apply to Asher Metzora. He runs his own system. Yochel lo yehe ton matan damim ve'imurin legavim mizbeach. So how do we know the answer is yes? Tamo lo imar. The pasuk comes back and says, despite his uniquenesses, despite his differences, regarding standard fair halachis, he's part of the family and follows the same system. Kechatas ha'ashem hu. We connect him to a standard chatas. Ma chatas, just like a regular chatas tuna. Ma tantam. Ve'emurin. Look at mizbeach. The blood and fat is on the mizbeach. Af ha'ashem mitzoyra. Likewise, this ha'ashem mitzoyra has the same requirements. Toan ma tantam. Ve'emurin gam mizbeach. So, yeah, we now understand that the Torah had to go out of its way to compare, right, our unique Asham Metzora to the Chatas regarding Matan Dam Meimurim and the beginning of the Pasuk, which was a focal point of our discussion. V'shachatas HaKeves, right, B'malkim, the same place as the Chatas, which meant Tzafen. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know Tzafen by the Asham Metzora, because perhaps he's different. He runs his own track, his own system, his own rules. So this equation that the Asham is like the Chatas is needed locally for the Asham Metzora, unavailable to be considered a repetition to tell you that in general the Aloch of Tzafen by a general Asham is Me'akeh. There's no repetition. It's critical to actually express it by the Asham Metzora, lest you think he doesn't have all these Alochas. M.K. says the Gemara, because if that would be the purpose, just to allow the Asher Metzora back in the family, nichteh b'hai, lo nichteh b'hai. Okay. So the Torah would say it over here by the Asher Metzora. You should know that he has the same rules as the Chatas. He needs tzafin. And the Torah would not say it in that first pasuk. Remember that first pasuk? V'zoyz teres ha'asham, v'mokim ha'she yishchatos, o'ilu yishchatos ha'asham. A general directive that an Asham is located the same place as the... What for? Once you know that Asher Metzora, despite his differences, has a loch of tzafan, you would assume tzafan applies to every Asher. So that extra pasuk there is a repetition to tell you that tzafan by Asher is me'akeh. Well, hold it, says the Gemara. That works. If you hold that, when the Torah singles out an item separates him from the pack, from the family, regarding certain, you know, components. So he's different than them, but they can still learn from him regarding halachas that are standard, that are not unique. We assume that, you know, it applies to all the whole family as well. It applies to him. Hanicha isviril, and that works if we say yatzalidim davar chadash, when an item was singled out, given his own elements, so he has no right to learn from his family because he's different. That necessitates and requires that the Torah, you know, explain and express clearly that in fact he has the regular halachis. But regarding his siblings, so to speak, the rest of the pack, the rest of the family, they can learn from him regarding standard halachis like tzafim. Tzafim is nothing unique by the Osha Metzera. So if it applies to Osha Metzera, the rest of the siblings can learn from him too. Shoppers, now it works. We have the initial source from the Asher Metzora, and then the extra pasuk for repetition to tell you that's Me'akev. Elo Yisvirlam, if you hold it. Nobody can learn from each other. When something is unique, he stands on a pedestal, and he's untouchable. He can't learn from them, they can't learn from him. Elo Yisvirlam, but if we hold the Lehu Gomer Michlola, he can't learn from the rest of the pack. Likewise, the rest of the family cannot learn from him. So just because the Asher Metzora requires tzafin, they can't learn from him. How do they know they need tzafin? You know, the rest of the Karbanos Asham. How do they go? So they need their special pasuk. If Zoyz Teresa Asham, then every Asham needs tzafin. The answer is, Kivin Nahadri Ahadri. You know, part B of this pasuk by Asham Metzera says, Ki Kechatas Asham Hu. He's the same as the Chatas. Okay, so if he's the same, he's the same regarding the blood and the fats in the Mizbeach, regarding tzafin. So now we have an extra pasuk, which is part A of that pasuk, which says, well, the Asher Metzora, same place as the Chatas and Oila, meaning Tzafayin, which is the second time we have that. Right? On top of the general pasuk by the general Asham, which needs Tzafayin. So that's a repetition to tell you that's Me'akev. Amalei Mazrutu Beidar of Mari Larvina, I don't understand. Ema, we can still say, Ki Ahadri Kura, true. In part B of this pasuk, Torah compares Asham Metzora to the Chatas, fine. But regarding certain things, Lugavi Matan Damim, Veimurin, perhaps only regarding the Dam and Veimurin, Baikuna, which are important and higher value items, they must be executed by a coin only. So maybe regarding that, he's compared to a Chatas. Hava Shchita Le Baikuna, Lomi Bait Safin. But perhaps regarding Shchita, which doesn't require a coin, anybody can do it. Perhaps it's not such a high value activity and doesn't need Safin. Regarding that, it's not compared to the Chatas. Im Kain, if that were so, name across the pasuk would say Ki Chatasu. Part B of the pasuk would be shorter, more brief. Well, he's like a Chatas. Regarding what? High value items only. Why does the Torah elaborate further? Maiki Ki Chatas Ha'asham. He's like a Chatas, the Asham, to tell you Kishar Asham Esiyah. That in fact, the Asham Metzera, despite his differences, is compared to the other Karbanos Asham, which needs tzafin. Okay, so now we know from part B of the pasuk, leaving part A of the pasuk, that an Asham is like a Chatas, to be extra, redundant, to provide that repetition, to tell you that in fact, the halacha of the Asham location by any, the tzafin location by any Asham, be it a regular Asham, Asham Metzorim, is in fact Ma'akev. Ask the Gemara, okay, just one more side question. The pasuk compares the Asham Metzorim, right, to both, to the Chatos and to the Oila. V'mokem ashi yishchat es ha-chatos es ha-oila. The question is, why both equations? Why both connections? So in reality, really, the halach of Tzafin was stated first by the Oila. He's the source, he's the first point of reference, and everything learns from the Oila. The Chatos learns from the Oila by way of a Hekesh, right? Yeah, this is the other day, right? Torah says the same place as the Oila is the Chatos. That's a Hek, that's a connection. So the question is, why does the Torah compare the Asher Metzora to the source, the ultimate source, which is the Oila, and also to the Chatas? Lamali Lakush, the Chatas. Lamali Lakush, the Oila. Amar Ravina, I'll tell you why. Yisroch is coming to tell you another interesting point. A rule regarding channeling information when it comes to Karbonics. To tell you that you can't make a double connection. You can't take information from point A to point B, and then from point B to point C. You can't do a double import. Such as the halacha of tzafin, from oila to chatas, and then further from chatas to asham. It wouldn't work. And that necessitated a direct connection from asham to the source, to the oila. So that's the answer. Istrich, it's required. I akshila chatas. Well, the akshila oila. If only for that connection from asham to chatas and not to oila, to the actual source of. I mean, I would say, chatas mehechen lamda. How does chatas know tzafin? I mean, oila comes from the oila. Then, does that mean davar halamed behekesh? Tzafin, which was learned from the oila to the chatas through a hekesh, chayzer malamed behekesh, could now be transferred further. Chayzer malamed behekesh could be transferred further from the chatas to the asham. That's incorrect. That necessitated a direct connection from asham to the source, which is oila. Amle mazrut b'der mor narvina. Okay, very great. So just limit that connection to the oila, if that's what you're coming from. V'nikshei l'oila v'nikshei l'chatas. Fine, so connect the asham to the oila, not to the chatas. Why does the Torah mention that dual connection? The answer is to highlight the requirement to go direct. Here you have two options. Look, which option must you choose? The oila. If the Torah would not mention the chatas, I wouldn't necessarily have this message transferred. But now the Torah does mention both options. Look, asham needs tzafin. We're going to connect them to the chatas and to the oila to highlight the requirement of going to the source. No, really, you would think you can go to the chatas. Problem is, chatas itself is not a source. He's coming from the oila. No, you have to go straight to the source, to the oila. So that brings out this point. Says Gemara Mina, because if we only have one connection from the asham to the oila, I would say, davar lamed behekesh, chayzer lamed behekesh. Generally, an item which was learned through a hekesh can be transferred further. There's no inhibition to doing that. Okay, if that's the case, so then why doesn't the pasuk connect them to just the chatas? Well, perhaps, you know, you would answer by saying, well, I could explain why the Torah preferred the oilam. You know, go straight to the source. But no, it's not that it's critical to go to the source. It's more comfortable, it's more clear. Rather than connecting him to the secondary derivative, which is the chatas. That would be if, right? This is all if. The pasuk would only present one single connection from asham to oila. I would say, well, it's just a matter of preference, but it's not really critical. Torah goes out of its way. Torah says, let me connect him, the asham to both, to primary oila and to secondary to the chatas, to tell you. But even though I'm mentioning the chatas, you got to steer clear. The only way you can derive is actually by going to the oila. Remember to teach us this point. It's an important lesson that in fact, davar lamed behekesh, item which was learned through a hekesh, such as the tzafin by chatas learned from the oila, can turn around and transfer that further to the asham. Rather, the asham has to go directly to the source, which is the oila. Rabbi says, I have another source to this lesson that you can't do a double hekesh. We have a pasuk. This is by the par koyen moshuach. Koyen gadol who sinned, he brings a par. And the pasuk there speaks about, you know, the process of the makriv of the par. There are portions of the animal on the mizbeach, the yeseres hakavit, part of the liver, shtei hakleyos, the kidneys. That's all said and all clear. Now the par helam davar shel tzibur, a different carbon, that's the community carbon. There it doesn't clearly say that these parts of the animal on the mizbeach. How does he know? He learns from the Kohen Mashuach. We have a Hekesh. Remember that Pasuk? V'asa kasher asa, right? So, let's just keep track. Regarding we're talking about the specific halach of Yisera Sakovet, which Nea Kleis on the mizbeach. So, this is called this halach, right? So, this halach is imported to the Parhelam Dover from where? Source, which is Kohen Mashuach. There's yet a third carbon that needs to know this halach, which is the Siri Avodah Zarah. When the tzibur sinned in idol worship, bring a goat. And this halacha is not stated there. This halacha meaning the Yisera Sakosh, the Akosh, right? Rather, he learns, but we have a hekesh, right? Hekesh is where the psukim are stayed in close proximity, allows for a connection. So he transferred information from the Helam Dover to the Siri Avodah Zarah. Problem is, apparently it's a double connection. Taking the same information, the same halacha, from point A, which is Kohen Mashuach, to point B, Helam Davar, to point C, which is Sira Vedezara. So in order to preempt that, To avoid that, to bypass that, the Torah has to go and say like this. The Torah has to somehow craft a system where this halacha was actually stated in Helam Davar. That becomes the source, which now allows it to be transferred to just one derivative. Now the question is, it doesn't say it in the source, in the Helam Davar. It says it back in Koy Mashuach. Says the pasuk by Koy Mashuach, Kasha Yuram, Meshar Zevach HaShlomim, just as they removed certain parts and put on the Mizbeach from the Shlomim, same with the Koy Mashuach. Now this pasuk seems to be extra, redundant, unneeded. What's the point of this pasuk? Is it to teach us regarding the parts of the animal, the Mizbeach, by the Koy Mashuach? Everybody says it there, clearly. Le'yaseres HaKovid, Shteach Lo'id, Beguvexiv, it's clearly articulated here in the Koy Mashuach. Why the extra pasuk? Well, you take off things like by the Shlomim, what? Amra Papa. The point is like this. Mishum Deboyag Murei, because in reality we know that we intend on transferring information from point B. Let's say carbon A is the Kohen Mashuach, just for clarity. Carbon A is the Kohen Mashuach. Carbon B in this arrangement is the Par Helam Davar. Carbon C is Siri Avedisar. We intend on transferring information from carbon B, Helam Davar, to carbon C, which is Siri Avedisar. Mishum Deboy Agmuri. We're going to try to learn and export the Aloch of the Yeseris. Me par, from where? From the parallel of Shotzibah. To where? To carbon C, final destination, Sira Vedazar. The issue is, Bukuviliksiv. This halacha wasn't stated in the carbon B itself. He's coming from carbon A. We par koin Moshiach, Hudugam. He's learning yet from carbon A. So carbon B himself is a derivative. He doesn't have the power to turn around and send it to carbon C. That's the answer to the question. That's why Torah articulates this pasuk. Kashi Yuram, which is actually a pasuk in carbon A and Pekay Meshuach. But it's an extra pasuk. And we know we have an extra pasuk. We will send it over to an address which needs it. We send it over to the Par Helam Davar, carbon B. And now it's considered as though this information, this halach, is stated locally within carbon B. He himself becomes the source of his information. We ignore the fact that he learns the specifics from carbon A. This extra pasuk is now sent over to Par Helam Davar. It becomes yours. This is Helam Davar original material, which allows him to turn around and send it to his derivative. Just one shipment. It's considered as if the halacha was stated within Helam Davar itself. And now, it allows for him to transfer that information over to carbon C, Siri Avedizar. And we avoid any issue of double connection, of double export. This way we avoid that it's no longer Davar Lomad Behekesh, something learned through a Hekesh. Chayzer Lomad Behekesh will now have to go and export through another Hekesh. So again, the ultimate destination is carbon C, Siri Avedizara, regarding the halacha of the Yeseres HaKavdash Deakalayas, which is learned from Helam Davar, carbon B, which learns from carbon A, which is Koy Mashuach. But you can't do a double connection. We have an extra pasuk by Koy Mashuach, Kasha Yuram. We transfer that pasuk to carbon B, to Helam Davar. So now this information is stated locally, it's yours, which enables you to pass it on further. Ask the Gemara, Homilera Popular Rava, I have a question to you, Rava. You know what? Avoid the whole confusion. So, there were like two steps here, right? Truthfully, it's like a double connection, but we avoid the double connection by transferring information to carbon B, which makes it as though it's stated locally. You know what? So why can't the Torah just clearly state it locally? Just say it right there. That the Yeseres HaKavod, Shteach Lo'ayis, I'll put on the Mizbeach, say it right in carbon B. Rather than require carbon B to connect to carbon A and learn from him, and then we run into the question of the double export, we have the extra words, and it says, though it says, just say it clearly locally on carbon B. The answer is then we wouldn't have this lesson taught. The whole point is, to show, to point, to highlight that you have a potential double connection, but we can't use it. We can't activate it. We have to avoid it. We have to bypass it because it's not a legal means of deriving, just as we said before. That's only going to be expressed and taught if we are clearly presented with two options. And we choose a more direct option rather than indirect option. That highlights the halacha and the necessity to do so. Okay, that's going to be the answer. So why not just simply state it over here by Helam Davar without connecting Helam Davar to back to Kohen Mashuach and running into the whole double connection? The answer is because if it were so, the halacha would be clearly articulated here in Par Helam Davar rather than connect him to the Kohen Mashuach. I mean, I would say, well, Davar Alon Bagish, Kohen Alon Bagish. Yeah, generally you can make a double connection. We have no proof otherwise. And the fact that, you know, the Torah chose not to use double connection, it's more convenient, it's more clear. V'chitema perhaps, Nakshiach Kushe, so why doesn't the Torah connect the Helam Davar to Mashiach? Nichalid Nichtkasi B'gofei, Medagash Le'ach Kushe, Torah prefers having it stated here rather than requiring him to connect to Kohen Mashiach and learn from there. It's a more direct. That's what I would think. If, in fact, it would be stated over here in Helam Davar itself. But you wouldn't learn much lesson from it. That's where the Torah goes out of its way, writes it and connects it. Connects carbon B to carbon A regarding the Yeseres HaKavod, the Shtei HaKloyos, and also Kasve. Expresses an extra pasuk there, right, which is now transferred to Kohen Helam Davar to tell you that it's local. It provides you sort of with both options to tell you, to teach you, that carbon C, Soira V'Dezora, cannot utilize the double connection. Lememir to tell you the reason why the Torah had to add that explicitness within Helam Davar to facilitate a transfer over to carbon C, which wouldn't otherwise be legal. Lememir to tell you Davar Lamed Bekir, because something which is learned through a connection, such as the Yeseres HaKodesh De'Akloyes, which is learned by Helam Davar from Kohen Mashuach, Ein Chayz Vamlech, cannot be transferred further to the Avodah Zarah. And that's why we have an extra pasuk by Helam Davar. It's local. It's yours. Now it's yours. You can transfer it over to just one. Transfer to Avodah Zarah. Okay, so in a nutshell, Davar Lamed Behekesh, Ein Chayzer, Umlamed Behekesh, in fact, you cannot make a double connection. We have two sources for that, whether it's the original one, Ravina, or the most recent one, Rava's source, Ima the Rav, Ima the Ravina. Now what about Davar Alon Vehekesh, information that was learned through a Hekesh, and wants to be transferred further, not by way of a Hekesh channel, by way of a Gzera Shava. So Hekesh is different than Gzera Shava. Hekesh is where you have close proximation. It's in the same pasuk, or two items mentioned next to each other in close proximity. So we make that connection, but Gzera Shava uses words. We compare similar words, or words in this pasuk, or words in that pasuk, connected to context, and import the information over. So perhaps if it's not an identical method, not a hekesh to a hekesh, perhaps hekesh to a gzeirah shavah allows for a double transfer, even by karbanos. That's the next question. Davar alamed behekesh, something learned from a hekesh, maushi alamed b'gzeirah shavah can be transferred further through gzeirah shavah. Toshma, it comes a raya that he could. Rabbi Nosman of Tumlas Omer. So, we're going to transfer to the halacha of negayim. There's a nega that can be present on a person's skin, a white blotch on his skin, a nega on his head and, you know, beard area, a place where hair grows. We can have a nega on his garment. Then the halacha is on a skin nega that spreads throughout the entire body. It's actually, believe it or not, it's tahar. He's fully covered, he's tahar. He loses the tum of the nega. What about a nega on a beged which spreads? What about a nega on the head and the hair? Menai lepricha. Pricha is where the white spot spread throughout the entire beged. We've got them regarding garments. She tahar, it's tahar as well. How do we know it's tahar? Nemar. We make a gzera shama. We have the words karachas v'gabachas regarding the garments. We've got them. But nemar, we have the same term regarding a nega on the hair area on the person, karachas gavachas ba'adam, and just like over there, malahan, just like by the personal neck, parach b'kulei tor, it's spread throughout the entire body, his tor, afkan here as well, on the beged, parach b'kulei tor. How do we know that by the personal nega, this is so? Because we have by the skin nega, which is the third type, skin nega, hair nega, and beged nega, right? And we have the nega on the house, but we're just going to discuss the personal and the beged now. So by the skin nega, it says meroish v'ad raglav, right? The nega is found anywhere from head, you know, head to heads to his feet, right? So that makes a connection. The fact that the Torah references his Rosh and his Regel in the same breath. The Iskish Rosh and the Regel connect. The Rosh, which is where hair grows, the Regel to his foot, where it's just skin. And we compare the Rosh to the Regel. Ma'alan, just like on his skin, Kulafach, Lava, and Parach, Bukulah, Torah, if the Nega spreads throughout the person, he's Torah, Afkan here as well, regarding the Nega on a area where hair grows. And now, once we have that hekesh between skin nega and the hair nega, we export it further to the beged nega by way of a gzera shavak or achaz gavach. So we see, we can make a double connection through a hekesh and then through a gzera shavak. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, b'chala Torah kulu lemeidin, lamed v'lamed. Throughout the rest of the Torah, you can make a double derivation. Except for karban related halachas, shein dan in lamed milamed. You can't learn something from something which in itself derived from elsewhere. And I'll prove it to you. You can't even do it by way of a hekesh over to gzereshav. Then came because otherwise, why does the Torah express the halacha of tzafain by the asham, as we just discussed the whole, you know, whole sugi here? Lo yemer tzafain ba'asham. There's no need for the Torah to apply tzafain to an asham. We already know it. We taste it. We can learn it from Exeru Shava, Bekaderu Shava, the Kachay Kachim, Michatois. Because, let's recall, Oilo is the source material for the Asham. It's channeled over to the Chatas by way of a Hekesh. And now channeled further to the Asham by way of Exeru Shava. It says, Kachay Kadoshim by the Chatas, Kachay Kadoshim by the Asham, exported to the Asham. Oh, apparently you can't do that. Lavla Meimer, isn't that coming to tell us that you can't make a double export? The davar alamed b'gzera shava, a halacha learned from a hekesh, I mean, behekesh, which is the halacha of tzafain, but the chat is learned by way of hekesh from the oila. Ein chayzer umalamed b'gzera shava cannot be passed on further through gzera shava to the asham. That proves our point. Well, not so quick, says the Maravadim. Perhaps you wouldn't be able to transfer information from the chatas to the asham by way of gzera shava because they're different. Misham dikel amir, you can refute that connection. Malach chatas shekem nachaperes. Al-Chayve Krisis. Perhaps Chatas is more strict. It atones for severe Kareis sins, which an Ashram doesn't come to do. Well, the answer to that would be Kachi Kadoshim Yisayri Ksivi. We have several mentionings of the word Kachi Kadoshim. Rashi says that makes it a Gzera Shava Mufna, an available Gzera Shava, because the Psukim are not coming for anything else except for the Gzera Shava. It's more clear, explicit Gzera Shava, which doesn't allow for any challenging and refutations and distinctions. So despite their differences, the Ashram and the Chatas, you can connect them. So in fact, if this method of derivation was legal, why can't you? Why can't you take the halach of Asham from the Oila to the Chatos through a Hekesh over to the Asham through Gzeru Sheva? Apparently you can't. Because by Karbanos, you can't make a double export, whether it's Hekesh to Hekesh or Hekesh to Gzeru Sheva. One more halacha. Dover alone by Hekesh. So now we're going to go through the whole list. Continuing into Mar's Daf, we have basically four types of channels of derivation. We have the Hekesh, Gzera Shava, Kavachomer, Binyanav. And we're going to explore whether you can connect any of these to each other. So far we have Hekesh to Hekesh, doesn't work. Hekesh to Gzera Shava does not work. What about Hekesh to Kavachomer? Something learned through a Hekesh, can you transfer it elsewhere by way of a Kavachomer? You can do that. Dover Lamad Mehekesh, Chayzer, Umulam Kavachomer. How do we know? We had a ton of Rishmo. We had this back on the from Aleph regarding the Halachas of Dam, as discussed back then. So that was a halacha that was learned through a hekesh, which was then transferred through a kalvach. Okay, so we discussed the halacha of tzafen by the asham, by the asham mitzvah, by the general ashamis, it's the mitzvah, it's the akev. And we learned about double connections. All the best to you and Atzlacha Rabbah.